Hey everybody, glad you're here. I want to talk to you guys all about the secret weapon against Donald Trump, right? The secret weapon. Well, maybe it's not so secret, but it is what it is. Operation Warp Speed, the death shot, the clot shot, the death jab, whatever you want to call it. What's going to happen here? So I've been talking about this for a while, but I think it's time to really hit this. Listen, here's what's going on. This Operation Warp Speed thing is garbage. Going back to 2015-2016-ish, we see real hard evidence that Moderna was working on or had a jab or something that was the precursor for a jab for COVID back at the time that SARS-CoV-2 was being created. There's a patent out there that demonstrates this. And, you know, while they're working on this bioweapon over in the Chinese lab, it looks like they were also working on the accompanying bioweapon in the sense of the jab, right? So this is out there, and it's pretty clear what's going on there. Well, here's my question. If they were doing all of this, and if you fast forward to 2020, when the death jab was first introduced, what happened, right? So you have COVID out there. You have COVID, this horrible disease that's killing everybody except for it wasn't. The case fatality rate was early on known to be pretty low. Early treatment always worked. They covered it up. They hid it. And if you went to the hospital, instead of treating you, they poisoned you and killed you. I mean, that's been going on from the beginning. They need to drive up death numbers to keep fear high. So let's talk about what happened then. Trump says we need to do something. Fauci says, oh, I've got an idea. Let's create a vaccine. Within like 5 minutes, Moderna has proposals for a vaccine. How did they come up with that quick? The speed of science? Nah. No, this was in development well before then. Much like SARS-CoV-2, they knew that this SARS-CoV-2 stuff was there, and they'd been working on these various gene therapies and products like that for quite some time. This was not an accident. Trump got lied to. He got lied to over and over and over again, and Trump believed it. In fairness, Trump is not a scientist. He's not a doctor. He is an excellent leader and a businessman and a brilliant, brilliant guy who believes in America and supports America first. He got duped because the people around him are liars and crooks. This man was surrounded by more liars and crooks and snakes than any person I've ever seen. I support the Donald, but I need the Donald to come out and tell people what's going on. I know Alex Jones pushed it. I'm going to push it too. Listen, I support the Donald. We need him back next session. But we also need to see what they're doing. The left is getting ready to use the clot shot and Operation Warp Speed is the ultimate check to ensure that Donald Trump can't come back. After this 9/11 garbage fails, I'm sorry, 9/11, yeah. After this ridiculous J6 committee and this nonsense fails, which I think it will, and after the DOJ tries to put on their dog and pony show, which I think will also fail, they're going to be left with one thing, and that's to blame Donald Trump for the clot shot. Oh, well, if it wasn't for Operation Warp Speed, we would have had the time to test this. Donald Trump made us put this out. That's what they're going to say, except for none of it's true. Donald Trump asked for a solution. He didn't ask for the problem. And the solution that was put forth was something that was a well-planned disaster of epic proportions that they're now going to try and lay at his feet. Donald Trump didn't do this. Donald Trump tried to help America through a hell of a bad time where there were all sorts of awful things happening. Now, my hope is that he'll get out ahead of this. He needs to come out and talk about this soon, in my opinion, because the one thing that the MAGA Nation is not going to do is they're not going to support these clot shots. They'll continue to support him. But it could divide his base a bit because, I'm sorry, these are killing everybody. Everybody's seeing it now. Everybody. And it's only going to get worse. So we need the Donald to come out and do what he does. He's a great leader. He was a great president. He needs to come out and say, listen, these crooks lied to me, just like they lied to all of us. And the swamp is deep. Get me back in here so that I can clean this out. Because one thing that the MAGA Nation needs to know, the America First people, we the people, We need to know that if he gets in there, he's going to go after and ensure that there's some accountability for the people that are killing our friends, family, and loved ones with these death jabs, who have lied to him and to us and to everyone about this. We need accountability, and we need it badly. I want to be clear here, still support the president. I just need him to get out ahead of this one. I'm praying that he does. I'm praying. And I'm going to be honest, whatever snakes are still telling him that this is okay, those are the swamp. Those are the people he needs to fire immediately and needs to put some decent people around him. I think it's his real test. Arizona election. My God. Really? Carrie Lake's case is incredibly strong. I'm glad she's appealing it. This is garbage. Okay? It's just absolutely, in my opinion, the Arizona court abdicated its constitutional role. If the role of the court is not to apply the law to the facts in any given case, what is the purpose of a court? I mean, yeah, we have three branches of government. The balance of powers is there for a reason. It's because they're supposed to be co-equal, and when one branch isn't doing what it's supposed to, the other branch is supposed to pick up. Well, in this case, the judicial system didn't pull its weight. This was an egregious failure. There is zero question that there were a huge number of people disenfranchised, and that the number of people disenfranchised far exceeded what you need to overturn an election. Arizona passed a law. Said if there's fraud, it can be challenged. Openly said that. And then the court said, we don't care. We're not going to do it anyways. We don't care what the law is. That's what this court said, in my opinion. You know, I do believe we still have a First Amendment right. I think I'm still allowed to have an opinion, right? And since I'm not on this case and I'm not licensed in Arizona, I'm going to share exactly what I think. I think this was a crooked, corrupt, rotten ruling. I hope someone investigates everything around this. I hope there's PIs looking into everything and digging deep, deep, deep into the history and the past and, you know, trying to figure out what sort of things happened that would come up with a ruling this bad. It was egregiously bad. Listen, I don't care what you say about this. The simple reality is that when more votes are casted that are in question, then you need to make up the margin of victory. The law in Arizona says that it can be challenged. It was challenged. The court just said, I don't care. That's all that happened. This is not okay. This is not okay. And we the people need to start talking about reforming the judicial system if this is the kind of nonsense we're going to get. This is not the judicial system fulfilling its role as laid out in the Constitution. Now, this is Arizona-specific, so understand that this is Arizona's constitution, Arizona. But my reading is that this was just as big a failure as you'd see anywhere else. This is not an okay thing. The law has to rule. If we are not a nation governed by law, then what are we? It's a real good question, I think, and one that we need to ask ourselves. We need to support Carrie Lake. We need to support Mike Lindell on this. Lindell's apparently bankrolling some of this, and you know, Lindell is really a good guy. He really is. He's doing his best to fight for our country and really fight this election issue, and man, he has put it all on the line on this. I support Mike Lindell's work on this. I really do. You know, he's done a great job. He's been consistent. He's fought this. I don't know if he's got any chance on this RNC thing, but I'm glad he's at least shaking it up. And I hope he does. I'd love to see him win it. I'd get a huge boot out of that. You know, I don't get into that sort of politics, so I haven't really followed it. But I hope he does. I hope he does have a shot. Listen, at the end of the day, we've got a lot of nonsense in this country happening. We've got to stand strong. We've got to be strong, and we've got to keep fighting. I really appreciate all the support we get. Appreciate all that you're doing. Go to tomrenz.com. Please subscribe to my Substack. Please support BH-PM medals. Use Tom Renz in there. That funding helps support our work. And the more we can work, the more we can fight for freedom. Thank you all. We'll catch you. A couple years ago, when they decided to lock us down in our houses, I decided to fight. I started fighting then, and I've continued fighting till now. I represent little people. Sometimes I represent big people now, but most of my clients can't afford to pay. We've fundraised, we've fought. We don't have backers like George Soros, but the people we're fighting do. We need your help now. I need to raise money, and I don't want to charge all my clients full price. I want to be able to help people for free. So to do that, I need your help. Now, God's blessed me. I've had a lot of people giving me money and giving me donations, but we needed to do more. So what I've done is I've created TomRens.com. On TomRens.com, we have a bunch of different things. We're going to try and sell and partner with Patriot Partners to sell their goods, to sell their items. What I can tell you is if you're not a Patriot, I'm not going to partner with you. If you're going to buy something, buy it from TomRens.com. We're partnering with Lindell. We're going to be selling precious metals. We're going to be selling a bunch of different things. Most importantly, if you can, sign up for our Substack. We really need to grow the Substack. If you'll subscribe to my Substack, every dime that I get from that goes back into the fight. The more money I make, the more lawyers I can fund, the more I can fight. The more I can sue people like Anthony Fauci, the more I can sue people who are profiting off the suffering of Americans. We want to fight for border security. We want to fight for election integrity. We want to fight against COVID tyranny and health freedom. We want to fight for a free America. We want to make America great again. It's only going to happen if we the people come forward and fight. We need your help to do that. I'll keep fighting, but I need your backing. If you're going to buy, buy from us. Go to TomRens.com. That's TomRens.com. TomRenz.com. Please support us on our Substack. We're going to put out as many stories and as many articles as we can. We're going to try and keep you informed. We're going to try and make sure you know what's going on. And we thank you so, so much for your support. I never thought I'd be a guy who was going to be pushing gold. I always thought, really? You don't think our currency is going to be good? I mean, that just seems a bit far-fetched. Well, the Fed is currently experimenting with digital currencies. They're currently experimenting with dollars being gone, computer-controlled currency. Never thought I'd be this guy, but I'm buying gold. I need it. I'm buying precious metals. I got to keep my family safe. Never thought I'd be able to recommend it. I won't recommend something I can't recommend in good faith. And honestly, it's probably time that if you can do it, you get some gold. If you're willing, if you're capable, if you're going to buy some gold, I need to ask, please buy it through TomRens.com and our partner, BH-PM.com. That's Andrew Cercini. He does a show with me with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Good guy. Met him. He's got a wonderful family. Good guy. Can't say enough positive about the man. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from him. The commission that we get off of it, it goes to the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. So please support us and for supporting you. Support us and fighting for you. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from Cercini. Buy it with us. We've partnered with two great patriots, Mike Lindell and Eric Napudi. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really needs no introduction. If you don't know who Mike Lindell is, well, you've been under a rock for quite some time. He sells awesome things. I love MyPillow. Most importantly, I love the dog bed because then when my wife throws me out, I've got somewhere to sleep. And it's comfy, right? Okay, no, I'm kidding. But I do love Mike and I do love his products. If you're going to buy them, buy them from TomRens.com. Please, we need support there. We need your help there, and any money that we make goes into the fight. I don't want to have to charge my clients lawyer fees. Most of them can't afford it. We want to fight for real people. We can't fight for real people if they can't afford us. So we always try and find ways to do things. Now, it's important that we support these big fights. Some of these big fights, they cost millions of dollars. We funded as much of it as we can through donations and through our own pockets. So now we're looking to do other things to try and fund these fights. Regular Americans can't afford to fund this like Soros can. So buy MyPillow products through TomRens.com. Also, we've got Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Eric Napudi is a great friend to me. Dr. Napudi stood against the federal government when anybody else on the planet would have ran. They sued him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. He gave away, I think, 2 million doses just to try and help people. And what did our government do? They sued him. We're selling his products. I hope you'll buy them. If you buy them through TomRens.com, we get a little bit of income, and it supports a great patriot, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the prayers. And please support us at TomRentz.com.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay, we want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price, and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.